Yeah, my name is Francis Osei. I'm the chief exec of Reform Restore Respect charity. Bit of my background. I work with young people, which is my passion. Hence, the charity was set up based on my own experience of the criminal justice system and what I went through as a teenager through the criminal justice system. So I want to give back to the community and society at large by stopping young people who mistakenly think it's cool and it's clever to offend or commit a crime. So I share with them my experience and use it to deter them basically from offending. Sure, absolutely. Yeah, when I was a teen, I grew up in North London, in Tottenham. As a teen, I was a very bright, young academic student, but I didn't really appreciate school. At the age of 18, I was sort of groomed and recruited into this gang in the area. I knew the gang for about 18 months of knowing them and hanging around with them. And they committed a criminal offence against two drug dealers. And we were sent to court for trial. And rightly so, we were convicted. And I was sent to prison with them on guilty by association or joint enterprise. Yeah, it's very difficult. It's the most challenging, dreadful experience I've ever encountered in my lifetime so far. It's a very painful one as well, because my son, my 14-year-old son now, he was born during that trial in the court, which we were found guilty, and I went to prison. So I never had life with my son, which was like the flashpoint. It was like the flashpoint of the journey. It was very painful seeing my son grow up without a dad. And in prison, I picked back my I picked up my education and just went back to what I'm good at, basically. Quite often people ask me what makes me so different to other ex-offenders? How come I can change my life around like this and become so successful? And quite often I say to them, everything that I'm doing now, I didn't learn to do it. This is how I was raised and brought up by my family. These were my foundations. I always had this capability to go and do whatever I want to do and be very successful, but I didn't appreciate it as a teenager and I threw it away. So what I've done, I've gone back to the drawing board and just picked up my calling in life, if you like. This is my purpose, and I can't change my past, what happened 16 years ago, but what I can do is change my future, and that's what I've done by giving back to the community. I just want to help young people, and that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years since the charity was set up. There's a combination and various issues. You can't really pinpoint it to one certain or particular issue. This is what we call the psychological hooks, why they want to join a gang. It could be peer pressure, it could be just to get support or protection. Sometimes young people come from criminal family background themselves. It's just various issues. It's a lot. You can't just pinpoint it back to one. In every case, every individual's case is, or circumstances is also different. But it's many, many factors. I'm not proud or pleased about my past. But again, like I said earlier, I was a teenager. When you're a teen, especially when you're a boy, you're very young and naive. Especially growing up on the council estate where I grew up in North London, it's very, very difficult. I wouldn't say I feel guilty why I do so much work for the community. I do it because it's passion. I think I am the right person to do that type of work. This is not something that I have to go and learn or go to university to learn to do youth work. I've been there, I've done it, and I'm wearing the shirt for it. So I am the right person to lead this type of work in Kent. So I do it based on my passion and my drive and commitment, because it was so painful. It was a painful experience for me. So I don't want any young person to make that mistake I made as a teen. I mean, when I was growing up, I never had guest speakers or charities coming to my school in North London. talking to me what it's like to have a criminal record or the consequences of a criminal record or how it can affect you on life. So again, this is why I do this work, to, you know, spread that message and get to the young people to take their education very seriously. You know, it's not a joke. I want them to have a purposeful life. The purpose of life, as they say, is the life of purpose. So this is why I do the work. Oh, amazing. Really, really amazing. Like I said, we've been doing this work now for nearly 5 years. And every year, I probably speak and reach about between 2,500 to 3,000 school children per year. So we go to a lot of schools across Kent. And I am well received. Quite often, all the key messages I'm giving to them and educating them on are probably messages and work. I know for a fact their school, I've done that piece of work with them. Teachers have done that work. Their parents probably tell them all these things I'm telling them. But it makes a little different coming in from somebody who's actually experienced it. You know, real life stories always makes an impact. So when they hear my story and it's coming from me, it really shocked them and it really opened their heart, their eyes. It's hard hitting for them to hear it from someone like me. This is why I do it, then rather than a teacher or somebody close to them in their family telling them. It's better to come from someone who's actually been there and done it and lived it. And I'm telling them how hard and horrible that experience was. Glenda actually compliments my work quite well. I'm a trustee of Blantyre House Prison. I'm on the trustees there. So I work quite closely with the prison. And before I met Glenda, I used to take serving prisoners with me to schools to give their personal testimony to the kids, which was very, very powerful, very impactful on the kids. So to have Glenda, who's lost her son through knife crime and stabbing, and for the children in schools to see her give that testimony and the pain and the suffering she's going through, and she's very emotional and in tears every time she talks to the kids in school, is very, very powerful and really compliment my work. Because a section of my work I do in schools is about knife crime and carrying offensive weapon. So when I get to that part of the work, I actually pause and I will introduce Glenda, and then she'll come in and do her bit and talk to the kids on the loss of her son, who she lost through a stabbing. So it's very, very, very powerful. And I think it really complements, we compliment each other. And I think we get a message through to the kids. She's an amazing woman. And she's very brave as well. To, you know, I mean, I do this for a living. This is my work. So I'm used to it. I'm used to talking to so many kids, thousands of kids. But for her, I think it's new to her. So she's very brave to stand up and share that personal experience and the suffering with the kids. Very, very powerful. Very brave. I'm so proud of her.